Okay, so we're starting the meeting. This is the special board trustees meeting for Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. The sole purpose is to do some video recording thank yous, but I guess I should read the disclaimer. Do we have any?
We don't have any attendees.
No attendees. Do I need to read the disclaimer? You guys all know it by now.
Right.
I say it in my dreams.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yes. All right. Roll call then. Let's do the roll call.
Okay. John Sulawski.
Present.
Amy Roth.
Here.
Diane Davenport.
Here.
Judy Hunt. No. And Sophie Hahn is not here.
So we do have public comment limited to the agenda items only, and we don't have any participants, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so we can move on. We're moving on to the thank you video recordings. So how are we going to work this out? What are we doing? Is everybody going to record? The three of us are going to record? One of us? What are we doing?
I think my understanding is that you and Diane are recording and not Amy. Amy, is that correct?
Well.
Oh, sorry.
that's not what I suggested, actually. I thought that one would be enough. Anyone, it doesn't matter. But if other people are going to record, then I don't want to not do it. That was not okay. What I intended. So,
and I have received one from Sophie.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
All right. But this is not until the meeting is not till the 29th.
29th.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Last Friday of the month. Yeah.
It doesn't matter, I guess. All right. So if you guys are both going to do one, then I will also. Although I just think it's unnecessary. And that, all right. Does anybody want to argue with me? I just think making the staff sit through five of these when we're all going to basically be saying the same thing isn't that efficient. But I don't care. I don't have skin in this game. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right, so Amy, I don't disagree with you, and I will defer to Diane. If Diane, this was kind of your baby in a way.
Well, I have prepared a short, it's really just a minute long statement, sort of summarizing a little bit the process for rating libraries and saying why we want to thank the staff. So I'm happy to start out, and if you guys want to add at the end of that, that would be fine. We can do
whatever. That's great.
All right, are we set to jet?
Well, are you willing to speak on behalf of all of us?
Yes. Yes.
John, is that all right with you?
It's absolute fine.
Is that okay?
Absolutely fine.
Okay, but we need to ask Sophie. Oh, I thought that was Sophie for a second, was it? Yes, that's her background. That's her backdrop. Oh, but she's already
sent in a statement. I'll get myself so that I'm actually shown in front of my backdrop.
Well, I like the painting, though.
It's just going to the wrong camera. It'll take me a sec, but I can hear you guys, and I am here. Sorry for being a little bit late.
So, Sophie, we've been discussing, and we came up with a tentative one person covers all, which would, at this point, we've kind of deferred to Diane. Amy's argument, and I don't disagree with it, is the four or five statements basically all saying the same thing is going to take up a lot of the staff meeting. I mean, it's going to be 10 minutes before that's over with. And I don't disagree with Amy. Amy's argument, and Amy, you can, of course, articulate it yourself. Staff doesn't want to sit through all of us saying the same thing, really, basically. Or, you know, it gets a little dull, repetitive. So one of us can speak for all of us.
Are you asking my question?
Yes. Is that okay with you?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I missed the comment, so maybe I missed the spirit of it, but I actually don't think there's such thing as too much thanks. And I just already have done mine, and I spent a little bit of time on it. I wrote it up, and I had to do 5 or 10 takes, and I've already turned it in. And it was a pleasure to personally express my gratitude from my heart. But you know, I can't impose that on the group. I mean, I can just send it to SEIU myself. I don't even feel like, I don't know. You guys, if you guys want to do it differently, I'm fine with that too. I can express my personal thanks in different ways. I can find my own opportunities. I'll just say that it made me happy to put the time in and do it.
All right, that's understood, and I appreciate that. So what do we want to do?
Sophie, did you send yours in as a video message? Could we see it?
I don't know if Eve was able to open it. There's some question as to whether the file was
open. I got it just before we did this, but I haven't had a chance to open it on this computer.
Okay.
And I'm not sure I can do that quickly.
I could probably stream it if you want me to share screen. That would let me. But I mean, do we have, this is a public meeting. No, we don't have anybody here. All right.
No, we don't have anybody here.
Give it all away.
We do.
Do you know how long yours is? The duration?
It's a little under 2 minutes, and I considered that quite long.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. All right.
Well, honestly, I thought that's what we were doing. I did it.
It's true. That's how we left it. But there have been discussions. Amy and I discussed it with Tess yesterday at the agenda meeting. And so we other ideas popped up.
Sure.
So Diane, you want to start?
Sure. Good morning, staff.
We're recording now, right, Eve? This is part of the...
Then you're just going to pull our statements out of this recording, right? Good. Okay. Good morning, staff. To rate libraries, the Library Journal uses statistics like visits per capita, circulation per capita, program attendance, and internet use. These statistics count things, but they actually rate your work. Think about it. Program attendance would not be high if you didn't plan creative programs, if some of you didn't make the flyers, if others didn't distribute the announcements, if you didn't personally remind your patrons to come to the program, if you forgot to book the meeting room. Think of the folks who set up the chairs for the meetings. Our numbers are high in these areas because of you, each and every one of you. Because we scored so high in so many areas, our library received a 5-star rating for the first time ever. We on the library board know that Berkeley Public Library is a 5-star library because you are a 5-star staff. So we're here today to thank each and every one of you for the work you do each and every day. Thank you and congratulations.
Very good. I'd be glad to go. I only need 30 seconds, 40 seconds, whatever. Should I do it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me look at my notes real quick. Okay. This is John Solosky. I'm president of the Board of Trustees for our public libraries here in Berkeley. In this month of extraordinary events, an extraordinary event occurred for our Berkeley Public Libraries when we were designated and recognized as a 5-star library by the Library Journal. And to emphasize how significant and distinguished this recognition is, only two public libraries in the state, in the entire state of California, were recognized with five stars. This is really a momentous occasion for the Berkeley Public Library. And we want to celebrate that. And we want to celebrate you, our staff, who made this possible. Libraries are rated on circulation and programming and many, many other things. But the reason circulation and programming and all the great things about our public libraries work is because of you, our staff. And I want to sincerely and humbly thank you all for the work you do. Fini.
Nice, John.
Yes.
Amy?
Well, I don't really have anything prepared yet, so I hope that Tess won't mind if I just send it in tomorrow. Would that be okay?
That'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Sophie, will we get to hear yours?
Only if they let me share screen. I could try to find it. Let me find it.
You should be able to share now. You're set up as
co-host
to do that.
Okay, hold on one sec. I just need to pull it up. I had put it away.
Hi, this is
Oops,
Sophie. Stop
talking. I just started going right away. All right, it is kind of like a pop-up, so I don't know if it'll end up showing, but let me give it a
try. We can hear it.
Yeah, right. We can hear it. That's fine.
Let's see. Oh, looks like it might work. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Sophie Kahn. I'm a Bolt member and also serve on the Berkeley City Council. And I am recording this video for the sole purpose of expressing to Berkeley Public Library staff my deepest and most heartfelt thanks to you for all that you have been doing to support the city and the libraries at a very difficult time. There are three things in particular I want to give you a shout out for. The first is the amazing support that you have provided to the city of Berkeley through the Emergency Operations Center and helping our city meet and beat the COVID-19 pandemic. 47 library staff were deployed to the EOC at the height of the response. You have supported economic development, aging services, 311. You're helping with vaccine distribution. You supported our homeless shower program, testing sites. You helped monitor our skateboard parks and outdoor areas and help with food distribution for those who are suffering from food insecurity. I also want to thank you for the incredible work you've done to keep the libraries open and to allow the public to continue accessing our collections and to benefit from the expanded e-collections, the programming that you moved online, and to offer so many resources to our patrons virtually. That's a huge shift, a huge amount of work, and we are so grateful. And last but not least, I want to express my deepest thanks to you for the work that you have done, not just this year, but over many, many years, decades, to make it possible for the Berkeley Public Library to be awarded five-star status from the Library Journal. This is an incredible honor for the library, and it is not possible without the work that you do. You are the Berkeley Public Library, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you are doing during this unprecedented time and everything you have done always. Thank you. Thank you.
Great.
Nice.
Very nice.
Does anybody know if Judy will be recording something? Yes.
I can comment that Judy was not able to participate today, and I don't think that she will be recording something.
Well, I think it would be great if it were all of us, but if it cannot be, then that's the way it is. All right. Well, I will do mine tomorrow. I was hoping to get out of it, to be honest, but since but I think it should be either one of us or all of us. So I'm happy to do it. Yes, Tess. Sorry, I guess I'm recognizing now.
I just want to mention that Dennis had a creative idea, which related to the fact that if we have a number of messages, we might consider interspersing them
at
different times.
By splicing them together. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, great idea.
It's going to take some work, but I like that idea.
Just sharing
I thought
that
you were going to say Dennis was going to hand out cash at the meeting, but no, I guess that's not it.
Oh, well.
Perfect. Dennis has a little hidden pocket somewhere.
There you go.
Tess, I think that's an excellent idea.
I think we have it covered. I think that, good job, all of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Amy, so you send yours in whenever to tomorrow, whenever.
I will.
It's for the 29th, but give them
It'll
time.
Be under
to,
a
if
minute,
they're going to do a
sure.
montage or a splice it together, give them some time to do that.
Hey, John, would you also reach out to Judy and just say how
I will.
Nice
I will.
It would be if
that.
All five
yeah,
of us could.
Do that. Yep.
Yeah.
If she can just
good,
do
great.
20, 30 seconds, anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Just thank you, thank you, thank you. You know?
Yeah.
Can I just say that it's possible. I know she's had some technical difficulties with joining the meetings at times.
True.
And that it might be a technical issue. And perhaps if just being filmed right here on Zoom is good enough, then maybe we could offer to her to sit with one of us or with Eve and do it on Zoom. Although I think her Zoom access hasn't been great.
No, it hasn't been. Yeah, that's one of the issues. Yeah,
I do think she has a cell phone and it is possible to record these things directly on your cell phone, but maybe someone could give her instructions. I know that I don't know right off the bat how to do that. I think it's in my phone. I just want to support her if there's a technology issue or barrier that we support her in that so she isn't left out because of that.
Great.
Yeah.
I'll email her and bring that up. I'll mention that, you know,
great.
She could get some support if she wants to figure out some way of sending something in from either. Well, I'm not sure I'm really tech savvy, but, you know, if she's having problems, I'll probably have the same problems, you know, but
Maybe Amy would be able to help her. Someone
I can reach out to her.
I think that might be best. Okay.
Yeah,
I think that'd be great.
I will.
Good.
No, I'm not any good. I just have a mouse in my pocket who's very good at these things.
Yeah, good.
All right. Anything else?
So we'll see you at the staff meeting.
So we adjourned this meeting. Mission accomplished. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. Very much.
Thanks.
All righty. Okay.